able to hear me.
No, I can't hear you. Now I can, I think. Speak again.
I was saying, this is Abigail from Archtop Fiber. Could I have your name, please?
My name is Margaret Green, but I'm really calling to ask questions, not to set up something.
Okay.
I'm in a month, I'm going to be 85, so I do not understand Archtop Fiber and streaming and all that kind of stuff. So I wondered if you could, I've got my Spectrum bill in front of me, and I don't even know how to compare, and I wondered if you could help me.
Yeah, sure. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions or compare the services for you.
Okay. So right now on Spectrum, and I includes my phone, but you don't include the phone.
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do? Oh, yes. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm paying $226.24 as of last month, and I'm sure it's going to go up.
Wow.
Yeah, and
that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And a year ago, I kind of went down to 15 channels, you know, so that I would save money. And they gave me $30 off, and after a couple of months, they took that away. And now I'm paying more than I was paying before I went down to the 15 channels. So I don't know if you could compare, like, price-wise, what I would be facing.
Okay. So if you do get Archtop Fiber Internet and also get our phone, it would be a total with the discount. If you do decide to get the 1 gig fiber internet with the phone service, it will be a total of $94.98 per month.
All right, now, that does not include getting any channels. Then I have to buy channels, is that correct? I say channels, but if I want to, like, get Netflix, or maybe I want to watch channels 2, 4, and 7, which is, considering my age, that's about what I use a lot, then would I have to sign up with each of those channels and pay them a fee?
That is correct. So you do have different streaming services that are available. What type of TV do you have? Do you have a smart TV? Do you have a Roku, a Fire Stick?
I do not have a smart TV in my living room, but I knew I would need one if I came to you. So my thoughts were I would buy a smart TV. I do have a smaller Roku in the bedroom, but it's smaller, and I really don't want that in my living room. I could switch them, but
if you don't have a smart TV, you could get a Fire Stick, an Amazon Fire Stick, and you could plug it in, and it would kind of act like a smart TV.
Oh. So I need an Amazon Fire Stick. So what is that going to cost me approximately? I mean, I'm not asking you to give me a figure, but...
The Fire Stick, it's less than $30 on Amazon.
Okay. All right.
And then it would act as a smart TV where you could get the best option where you could get, where you have access to channels. And you also have access to, like, local news or cloud DVR. You can get the Hulu TV Plus, or you can get YouTube TV.
Okay. And that's a charge for those, right?
Yeah, there's a charge for that.
What would they be? The charge? I mean, approximately. I'm not going to hold you to this.
Well, I think for the Hulu Live TV, you do get like a 30-day free trial. But as it relates to the cost, I think it's like for the, I'm not sure. I think for the year, it's $79 a year, up to $80 a year.
Do they charge by the year or do they charge by the month?
They charge by the year.
Oh, okay. That's different. Okay. And then the YouTube, would that run about the same? I mean, I'd have to pay it. I'd either have one or the other, or if I have to pay for both if I needed them.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't need both of them. You could just use one.
I wouldn't need both.
Yeah,
Okay.
I was just giving you options as to what are the different streaming services you could have. So you could have the Hulu Live TV Plus, or you could have the YouTube TV. With the Hulu Live TV Plus, you can get up to 85 plus channels. For the YouTube TV, you get 100 plus channels.
Okay.
You could use the streaming services on three. For the YouTube TV, you could use it up on three different devices. And for the Hulu, you can use it up to two different streaming services simultaneously. You'd have local news, live sports on demand, cloud DVR.
Yeah. Sports I wouldn't need. That's not important to me. I'm beyond that, I guess, with my age. So I don't know. I guess it would be cheaper,
Yeah, it would.
but I'm wondering how much stress it would be on an 85-year-old. That's the thing, because I don't truly under I'm understanding what you're telling me, but I don't truly understand everything, and I don't know what I would lose until I. What do I have to do? I have to go online to find out what Hulu gives me as far as channels, and also what YouTube gives me as far as channels. I mean, how would I find out what channels they offer?
Yeah, I could try and check for you.
Or which channel, so I know of, of the things that I watch.
Let me see if I'm able to help you out. Give me a moment.
Be nice to get it, like, on paper, but that's because I'm old too. Nobody young wants anything on paper. They want it on the computer.
Well, what I'm getting is they're not selling directly. Hold on, give me
Sure.
moment. So the ones that I'm seeing are A&E, ABC, ABC Local, ACC Network, Animal Planet, BET, Big Ten Network, Bloomberg TV, Bravo, Cartoon Network, CBS, CBS Sports, Cheddar News, CNT, CNBC, CNN, CNN International, Comedy Central, Comedy TV, Cozy TV, Discovery Channel, Discovery, Disney, ESPN, The Food Network, Fox Business Network, FX, FXM, FYI, Game Show Network, Get, Golf Channel, Great American Family, Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, History, you have Localish TV, Lifetime Movie Network, Lifetime, Justice Central, there's a NBC, NBA, News
Yeah.
Nation, Nick JR, they have a lot.
Well, besides the basic ones that I get with the cable, I chose Lifetime, HGTV, TV, Discovery, Lifetime Movies, AMC, TNT, History, Travel, Paramount, FX, A&E. I
Yeah,
did
those are
choose
there.
Hallmark, but Hallmark is not something I watch very much. I chose Fox News and I never watch it. I chose CNN and I never watch it. And I chose the weather, which I never watch. So, in general, other than the basic channels, those are the ones that I would miss, especially the Lifetime, the HGTV, the Discovery, the
You'd have
AMC.
those. Those are included in the Hulu.
Okay, so those are included. Okay.
So the Discovery, the Lifetime, the ABC, AMC, ACC. Which other one you said? Fox is there.
Yeah, I wouldn't need
Hallmark is
I
there.
yeah, I don't
Lifetime
really.
is there.
Yeah. Let's see. A&E.
A&E. A&E is not with YouTube TV Plus, but let me check if it's with yeah, A&E is with Hulu.
Okay. Okay. So, and what, so by the time I paid, well, I'm not going to worry about the Fire Stick. That's something I need. It'll be cheaper than buying a new TV. And another $80 a year, which isn't even $10 a month. You said the whole thing would be, including the phone, would be about $100. Is that what you said?
Yeah, $94.
94, and I pay $94 for Spectrum Internet.
Yeah, but
That does not include Spectrum TV, and it does not include Spectrum Voice, and it doesn't include $25.75 for credits and charges, broadcast
wow.
TV.
Wow,
Don't
that's
ask
a
them.
lot.
It's a lot of money, and I went in and asked for some help yesterday, and they sent me away and told me I have to call the retention department.
Yeah,
So,
that's
yeah.
not reasonable. So you'd be getting with the discount for the internet is $69.99, and then the phone is $24.99 per month.
Okay, I'm paying 22 now, so that's not a big deal. Okay, I had one other thing that, as you were talking, you mentioned they have a DVR service.
For cloud DVR, yes, with Hulu, if you do get the Hulu Live TV Plus.
Oh, okay, because I do use my DVR all the time. I record the programs I want to watch, and then I watch them when I feel like it. But with streaming, I understand you can watch things whenever you feel like it. So
That is
like
correct.
it's something I'm going to have to get used to. So what does the DVR allow give me in this case?
So it will allow you to record your favorite TV shows. So it would technically work as because you'd be getting the Hulu Live TV. So to get like the live programs, you'd be able to record your favorite shows or your favorite TV stations.
Oh, you would be able to then. Okay, so because sometimes I don't remember when they're on, and well, I wouldn't have to with streaming. See, that's my I'm just in a different world. So okay, well, I'm gonna give some thought to this, and I'm gonna talk to some younger people who can give me some ideas. I think my daughter-in-law would help, and then I'll get back to you. Now,
Okay.
this offer changes on October 20th?
Well, we don't have any further updates as yet. That's just the promotion that we have right now to get the $10 off for the 1 gig.
Oh, okay. So, all right. I'm going to have to talk to somebody that can straighten me out a little. You helped a lot, though. Thank you.
And
And,
whoever you're speaking to, you don't just tell them Hulu because Hulu is limited. Hulu acts like Netflix or those type of channels. You would let them know Hulu Live TV Plus. That's where you'd have access to the channels and the different cloud DVR, local news, and stuff like that.
oh, Hulu Live.
Hulu
Okay.
Live TV Plus.
TV Plus. Okay. All right. And what about if somebody says to me YouTube would be better, which maybe not, does that a special one too, or is it just plain?
Well, based on what you were saying, with YouTube, the channels that you do watch with YouTube TV, you don't get access to A&E, History, Lifetime, and MLB.
Oh, okay. So I better stick with Hulu.
Yeah,
Okay.
Hulu would be the better option for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the information. I'm going to let this simmer in my head and talk to my kids.
All right, no problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, I don't think so. Thanks. If it's too much more, my head won't hold it. So that's good for now. Thank you.
No problem. We'll enjoy the rest of today. Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber, all right?
Okay, and thank you for your help.